our good friend and the anchor of our high school basketball broadcast, Terry Stoltz, joining us live here, as he always does on Friday mornings. T, good morning. How are you?
Glass, doing great. Doing great.
A little bit warmer than our trip to Spencer on Wednesday. The hot shooting Edgewood Mustangs blasted Owen Valley in Western Indiana Conference play there. J.B. Neal's team is playing great, and we'll get to his troops here in a minute. Our game tonight's the Old Shaven Mug, and we'll get to that game in a minute, but we do have a schedule update that we want everybody to know for tonight.
Yeah, that is true. The Bloomington North was going to be heading down to Evansville Central tonight. Evansville Central is out of school today. This is per Athletic Director Andy Hodson at Bloomington North, and in their school corporation, if there is no school for whatever reason, they cannot play an athletic event. So,
well, that was my concern on Wednesday, yeah. Because this is how it goes. There is no state IHSA rule. This is corporation to corporation.
Right. That's what it was. North tweeted this out at 5:30 yesterday evening. It did still end up as a game in the Herald Times, but that game has been postponed for now. They're going to reschedule it. They haven't done it as of yet, but that's what's going on. So that's one less thing going on tonight involving our area schools.
And the North Evansville Central game, when it's rescheduled, obviously we'll let everybody know. We've had enough reschedulings going on here in the last week. They're running out of days to get these games in because, as I've mentioned, we're going to have the girls' sectional draw coming up on Sunday. That's going to get going here before you know it. We're running out of days to play these games.
Yeah, because a lot of the Fridays and Saturdays, because of the girls' sectionals, the guys don't play. We'll have a game coming up on February 1st, North, at Edgewood on a Thursday. There's still a lot of games to be played, especially for North. They've got the heavy end of their schedule in the second half. So a postponement right now is not ideal, but I'm sure Jason Spear and the guys will deal with it and be ready to play.
And they'll be ready to go on Saturday night as Terre Haute South comes to town, so they don't have to go down Interstate 69. They'll have a home weekend. But, again, filling in that other game will be tough. Our game tonight, this will be the second of the week for Bloomington South, and they are kind of on a sectional schedule, as JR alluded to, where you play Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. That's what it takes to win a sectional championship. So you can't worry about being tired. The Old Shaven Mug is on the line tonight. Tell me all about it on the South side.
Yeah, this is one of the games that JR pointed out in Chalk Talk that is, you know, a rivalry game for dating back to the old Bloomington High School, even. This got ramped up when the 84-0 football score hit when I believe I was a sophomore. And that really ratcheted the Martinsville versus Bloomington and then Bloomington South. And then actually they carried it over to Bloomington North, too, had some very heated affairs. So this is usually a good game. Martinsville should have a good crowd here tonight. This is an odd team. They're 6-5 right now, Glass. Kip Staggs is a pretty good coach. He's in his fifth year at Martinsville. He's got a lot of guys back. Now, they did have their worst year in decades last year because he was playing some sophomores and some inexperienced people, but they're stepping up a little bit. He's got, I know you'll enjoy this, he has a left-handed point guard.
Well, there you go.
Which is right up your alley. Now, it's his son, Reed Staggs, is their primary ball handler. He's an attacker. He's their leading scorer. He's really fun to watch. I remember seeing him play a game last year. Tyler Steed is 6'5". These guys are both juniors, so they're going to be back next year. He goes inside. He can step out and hit a three. He posts up. He does a little bit of everything. And also their football quarterback, Jonathan Collier, is a 6'2", a senior, really athletic, not afraid to shoot. He also will do it all. So we got three pretty good players there, a 6-5 record. They've played a real mix of some very, very good schools and even some 1A and 2A schools in their schedule. So that 6-5 record, they, you know, a good Garen Catholic team just waxed them on last Saturday, the 13th, by 33 points. But yet they beat a Lafayette Jeff team the week before that. So it's Jekyll and Hyde for Martinsville. That's about as close as I can get.
Well, that's an interesting schedule as well, doing a little Lafayette than Garen Catholic. That's not exactly that's a little day tripper there.
Those were both home games in Martinsville. But they lost to a Decatur Central team that South beat pretty handily. So, I mean, I think they're kind of hard to figure. They're going to come in here. They have won some road games this year. They've beaten Indian Creek, and they've beaten Eastern Green on the road. So, you know, we'll see what we get tonight. But, you know, if JR's bunch is still shooting the way they have been, and they'll be at home, I'm not sure Martinsville's going to have a lot for the Panthers.
They're not, and a lot of teams aren't going to have a lot for the Panthers. What we know about Bloomington South is if you don't guard, they're going to shoot. And if you can't score, they're going to run past you. So you better pick one of them and try to dig your heels in somewhere. South is absolutely lit. They light it up every time they hop on the court. They're two-point shooting. They're three-point shooting. Their free-throw shooting was an only downfall against Columbus East, and they shot six free throws. They're only 3-for-6. But as a team, they were shooting, 80% the last time we did a game together? But that's what makes South difficult to deal with, because they do move the basketball. They don't have a ton of turnovers, and they are efficient scorers. And if you can't keep up with them, you better try and stop them. But Terry, if you want to stop Chance Coyle, well, there's Noah Jaeger and Anthony Leal and Chris Bamba and Philip. You can just go down the list. Where do you pick your poison with South? You just try to slow it down and grind it out with them?
Yeah, I mean, that's about all you can do, because each one of those guys can score. Philip King has been back in the lineup the last couple of games. I look for him to start again tonight. He's probably back to complete full health with that little knee problem from football. Grayson Rowland is back now from a broken hand.
Well, the last time we saw Grayson Rowland, he just threw in 5 3-pointers on opening night, and they're going to get him back?
Yeah. We'll see if they can work him in the rotation. So, South's dangerous. They take care of the ball so well, they're not going to give it to you. And if they run their offense, not only can they hit their threes, but they get so many layups out of their offense because they're so efficient at running it. And let's just talk about if they don't hit. They're holding teams to 43 points a game, and their goal is 40 at each game. So I've said all along, no matter what happens, South defense is going to keep them competitive against anyone they're going to play because their defense is so solid. And JR gives Coach Neil Coyle a lot of credit for that.
And they're always well coached. That staff's been together, it seems like, for 100 years. The only, I don't want to say weakness, I don't think that's fair. Martinsville does have a little bit of size. If they could exploit that, you saw the big kid from Newcastle give South some problems, but we're not talking about that kind of level talent, are we?
Oh, no, not at all. The speed kid's really good. But he is not good like the Newcastle young man that we saw a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Actually, he'll go outside and shoot some, Steed will.
Well, you have to, because that's what all your heroes do on television.
Yeah, and the kid from Newcastle would not. He was purely a post player underneath.
Well, and I think that's why I gave South some problems, because he took up a lot of real estate, changed a bunch of shots. All those layups you talk about getting through that offense aren't as easy there when you get a 6'7", 6'8", guy swatting you away all day long. We do have some other games on Saturday night. The Edgewood Mustangs, Terry, as we mentioned on Wednesday, they were our first game of the week. Took care of Owen Valley in a very smooth fashion, I thought, on Wednesday night. They've got a big test coming up on Saturday.
I tell you what, if I could get away with going to watch a game that we're not broadcasting, I would love to go down to B&L and check this out, because this might end up being a game that marks exactly how good Edgewood is. and I think they're pretty good. But to go down to Bedford and play the Stars on their floor will be a task. I mean, they've lost four in a row. B&L's lost four in a row to, listen to this, Indianapolis Addicts, defending 3A state champ, at North Central, McCutcheon.
That North Central is not Farmersburg, right?
No, it's not. It's in Indianapolis at a tournament up there, and then they lost the other night by two to Evansville Wrights. Addicts only beat them by three. North Central only beat them by three. So what I'm getting at, although B&L is 7-5 and lost four in a row, they're playing very good basketball. And this is going to be a supreme test for J.B. Neal and the boys. And I'll tell you what, I don't think they'll be scared. I think they'll be ready to play. That would, if I could talk a certain female into letting me go to this game, I would love to go down to the house that Damon built and check it out.
Well, the other thing, it's not a huge rivalry game per se, but you know it's a quality game. And when you schedule teams in your region that are again a different class here. Edgewood going on the road. They know they're going to go on the road to Patriot Hall as they did on Wednesday. That's a conference game. This is one of those games. You're right. It's a measuring stick game. Hey, where we need to be at this time of the year? They've won eight straight, right?
Yes.
They are Wabash Valley Holiday Classic champions, beating all three Vigo schools. This would add another. This would do nothing but inspire their confidence.
Yeah, they're 12 out of 13, eight in a row. I mean, it's not going to be easy. At least it's a B&L team, not a lot of height. I mean, Jaden Howard will be the tallest guy playing. I'm really looking forward to checking some Twitter scores Saturday night and seeing how these guys do. So good luck to Edgewood tomorrow night down at B&L.
And then North, they're back in action, as we mentioned. Conference Indiana play against Terre Haute South on Saturday night, and that's on the north side, I believe. Yes, 7:30.
Yeah, that's at North. And Terre Haute South's undefeated in the conference, which them and Bloomington South are the only two undefeated teams. And I'm sure the Panthers will be rooting for the Cougs Saturday night to upset Terre Haute South. So.
Now, when does Terre Haute South and Bloomington South get together? Do you have that in front of you? That's obviously going to be coming up.
I can tell you that's unfortunately that's not going to be one. That's not going to be our broadcast game, I don't believe. Yeah, that's next Friday, and we are going to be in the Cougar Den next Friday night. But Terre Haute South at South on the 26th.
Gotcha. So they had to play at some point, so they'll get it together.
Yeah, they're coming up pretty soon.
I feel like
I didn't have a crystal ball to figure that Terre Haute South was going to be this good when usually it's Terre Haute North, which is a game that we did. So, we definitely want to see, we're going to see Franklin Central at North next Friday the 26th. So, but this Saturday, if you want to preview Terre Haute South, get up to the north side and watch them play. And good luck to Jason Spear and his guys.
Yeah, it feels like North hasn't played forever.
That's probably what they feel like. And after having one postponed tonight, you know, it's that's tough. But they've got, like I said, they've got the back end of their schedules loaded anyway. So it's going to be long. And the Panthers go up to Franklin Central tomorrow night, so it's a double. It's that, like you said before, and JR mentioned in the paper this week, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So just like if you draw the long bracket in the sectional, this is what you're dealing with. So I don't think it's any big deal to JR and the kids. It's something they may have to do in a month or two.
All the kids don't want to do is practice. They just want
to play.
Right. They just want to get out. They don't want any extra days of practice. They just want to get out there and play those games. All right, John Callahan will join you tonight. Chalk Talk with J.R. Holmes starts just after 7 o'clock. It's the Old Shaving Mug. Martinsville, the RDs are in town to take on the Panthers. 7:30-ish tonight at the J.R. Holmes Court on the south side. I won't be listening. I would be lying if I told you I was. I'll be with IU and Michigan State tonight. So, my job is to bring home a winner, and so is yours. And we'll talk about it on Saturday at some point.
All right, that sounds like a winner.
All right, sounds good, T. Thanks for your time,
right,
as always. And everybody can listen tonight over the air or online at WGCLRadio.com. Our friends at Smithville help us out with that.